you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now, if I ran down the appetizer, well, yesterday we were talking about our wives and people in our families. We can't hear them say stuff, you know, because they think we should be able to hear everything, you know, like 500 feet away or whatever.
Clear across the house.
Room, right, yeah. So my wife's in my office yesterday, which is off the kitchen, but not really. I'm watching the TV and... And I hear, wah, 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 wah. And I go, yeah, hang on a second. I can't hear you. Wah, 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 wah. I said, okay, I get up. I start walking in there. And even then, she has her back to me. And she's looking at something on the computer, and she's still mumbling in the. Now, I realize my hearing's not what it was, you know. But it's like, I can still hear. I can hear you guys right now. Like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah, you're right. And I walked out.
So... You never did hear what she said?
I knew it wasn't. It wasn't said with a lot of inflection, like where I was going to be in trouble for not knowing it. So I kind of just gave up on it. Went, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Uh huh.
So whatever I said, you're right to. I was right, I guess. But there was no pushback to me saying you're right.
You must hope have that been. Didn't come back and bite you.
Otherwise,
I know.
She would have raised her voice.
Yeah.
And there would have been an angry tone to it because wow. You didn't hear what
from
I
another.
Said.
This was from another room.
Yeah, I get that the time too.
Oh my God. I know you do. That's why I know you're sympathetic here. And we found out Puss gets it yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Must be a man thing.
Well, my hearing's not that bad.
I know, right.
And you're
right.
Facing away from me.
Yeah, I'm
going
to hear that, right.
In the opposite, on the other side of the room.
Facing away, right.
And you kind of mumble. I can't hear you.
And you kind of mumble.
Right. And there's a TV or something. There's a lot of times there's competing noise going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you get drowned out by that.
Anything to do with us being professional broadcasters? That when we talk out loud.
It could be.
I mean, a little bit. We're used
could
to
be
it
a little
least.
Bit.
I'm not sure. I'm sure it happens to dudes that aren't broadcasting. I'm sure.
But the people that we're around here
all talk out
all
loud.
Project.
Project.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Even the salespeople, because they're in sales. And they're in sales. They project too.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right. You do get used to that.
Right. Yeah. Other places, I don't have trouble hearing people. Yeah, I'm at a noisy bar, obviously.
Yeah,
just in a house situation. No, I don't have trouble hearing other people. This is when I'm watching TV and you're shouting at me from two stories up. And I'm supposed to hear you. No.
I mean, the details of it, too, you know. All right. We're not going to shout at you today. Oh, of course you will.
Of course we will.
Colleen will come in here. We'll yell at Colleen for that because she's a woman. We'll just make her stand. But Colleen projects. You hear Colleen.
Yes, she does.
She'll be here later on along with our comedian friend Josh Wolf, who's at the Funny Bone this week. I'm going to go see him tomorrow night. Love Josh. And David Duchovny, actor / singer, guitar player. Got some new music coming out, but we love David Duchovny. He's going to phone the program. A little later on, Nick will be here. Craig will be here.
Does his band have a name?
No, you mentioned that yesterday. No band.
No
David
band.
David Duchovny.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And the Dodgers beat the Giants last night.
On a controversial.
Was it?
Check swing, strike three. No, the guy didn't go around.
Oh, man.
You can't end a game on that.
No, you can't.
Even though I don't like the Giants.
That doesn't matter.
You can't end a game on that.
You know, I hate that play because I know it's not. I realize the home plate umpire could never see, but they go to the other side and that guy can't make that call.
No, he doesn't have the angle.
And also to end a
right
game, basically a game seven, a game five, end it between two major. I didn't see it, but I'm taking your word for you.
Decides who goes to the league championship series.
And you think you're cool? You go ow, you know, no.
No,
if he swings all the way. In fact, in that situation, you err on the side that he didn't go at all.
You need another umpire who is like.
Or in that situation, it should be a replay.
Yeah. They have the technology.
Right, they do. And it's quick, too. You know,
and they were calling that a lot last night. And they got it right most of the time. Yeah. But, you know, by the time it got to that, I was done. Yeah. I went to bed. It was 1-1. And actually, I ended up watching more baseball than football because Tampa was rolling. It was 21-7 Tampa. So I just switched over to baseball before I fell asleep.
And there's got to be nothing worse for us people that hate Brady, which is the majority of the country, than seeing him celebrate a touchdown. You know, because he runs over and it's like, I'm the man, you're the man. And I'm not. That's what you do when you celebrate touchdowns. I get it. But he does it. I don't know. I know. I mean, I know we're haters. I don't care when people get called that. But most people are.
But most people are. I told you. I saw that infographic.
Most people are.
Just recently.
He's not well liked.
The most hated football NFL player in every state. And Brady was like 40 out of 50.
Right. The best quarterback ever, but not everybody hates him.
Well, but a douche.
That's because they're sick of seeing him win.
Yeah. Well, just sick of seeing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
I
too.
Understand.
You know? I mean, just 20 years.
He's had a longer and more media-forward career than almost any other athlete
ever,
in history.
Ever.
He's been covered more than any athlete ever.
Because even baseball players that hang around until they're 44, and there's very few of those anymore either, are not that good.
Well, yeah,
at the end of their career.
They're not covered by the media like that.
Right.
Albert Pujols was, you know, that guy, he just kind of trailed away.
Yeah, and everybody sucks Brady's ass. All the athletes do because they want to say hi to him.
Yeah,
and maybe he'll be their friend.
Yeah,
because nobody hates Brady on ESPN.
Maybe they'll just hate him.
Nobody does that. Yeah.
He might give me a game jersey.
Exactly.
We can trade jerseys at the end of the game.
That was only a 6-point difference, though. But the Eagles came back at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 28-7 at one point, and then 28-22 to end.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is our Twitter. Excuse me, is our TikTok right now? LD's put together a TikTok channel for us. They're little, smaller clips, concise clips of the LD's famous cartoons, and they're really good. So check them out if you're. And a lot of people are on TikTok. In fact, I had to tell my son last night, how many followers you got? He's got a bunch. I said, tell your followers to follow us. So we'll see how that goes for us. You know. So if you got kids, tell them to follow us also. You know, just so they
but don't listen to the show, kids. Right.
Oh, no, but yeah, you can listen.
Watch us on TikTok, but don't listen to it.
You can listen. But but the show has the clips of the show, basically. And that's Todd and Tyler, the whole word, Radio Empire, all together. That's how you search for... All one word.
Yep.
Our TikTok channel.
Yeah.
That's out there now. LD did a good job with that. And it's Friday, right?
It is.
I didn't even realize
it
that.
It is Friday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have our first in-studio guest. For the new place,
right?
Josh Wolf.
Yeah.
Is that the
fully vaccinated Josh Wolf?
Yeah, he'll be here later on.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Looking forward to seeing him.
Is there college football tonight?
Yeah, I think there is.
Did you see Gruden might be up for the LSU job?
Oh, there's no way anybody's going to hire him.
If it would be LSU. No, LSU is like a zillion black players, like most college teams do.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a reputable news site I saw. It said, will Gruden be the next LSU coach?
I got to think that guy's nuclear for 3 to 5 years.
You think so, but there's also a school, South Lake, Texas, a school administrator said we need to give the other side of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at now. You own the libs by hiring Gruden, don't you?
Yeah. But oh, of course you would.
But a college?
There's a lot bigger PR machine behind college football and the NFL.
I don't think it's going to happen either, Bush. Yeah. But for him to be mentioned within a week of being fired for being a racist homophobe.
That's some dude trying to get clicks.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because a lot of times.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is, yeah.
The football program has more of an their incentive isn't simply to own the libs.
Right.
They have another agenda, too. They want to win football games.
They want to win football games, exactly.
They don't want the controversy. Right. They don't need the distraction.
I saw. Apparently, his plane showed up in Lincoln last night.
Yeah.
Gruden was in Lincoln last night. Spotted in Lincoln.
We hear about
that. His plane seems to come to Lincoln a lot.
A lot of Viking fans.
Every 4 to 5 years. Yeah.
At least the ones on the Facebook page are suggesting they go after Gruden.
Are you kidding me? Are they tongue in cheek, aren't they?
I don't think so.
Oh, Jesus.
I think they're just dumb.
We know they're white.
Well, they're Viking fans.
And homophobic. Holy hell. All right. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, David Duchovny, Josh Wolf in the studio. And Colleen, lovely Colleen to be with us, too. That'd be nice to see her again. We had to give her directions to our new joint last night. And she'll be coming in during rush hour, though, so we'll see what happens with that. But you gave her directions?
Yeah, I told her where to come and told her, you know, call me. I don't, like I said, I don't have to run out and open a gate for her. So excited about that.
You got to walk across the skywalk, though.
No, I don't. It's open by then.
Oh, that one's open?
Yeah.
Oh,
the other end is open by then.
All right. People can get in here.
All right. Okay. Oh, yeah, there's...
We had a gate in the other place where anybody could get in anyway.
Well, Puss had to run all the way down there in the snow and the wind.
That sucked.
That did suck.
That sucked so much.
For years you had to do that. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.